John Scott. Senate confirmation hearings continue, but first, officials in Qatar say that a last-minute snag in ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas have been resolved.
Israel accuses Hamas of trying to make changes to already agreed-upon arrangements along Gaza's border with Egypt and said it strongly rejected the move. Hamas called the claims nonsense. The finger-pointing forced Qatar, which has been mediating weeks of painstaking negotiations, to delay an expected announcement of a deal. The sides have been working on a phased agreement that would include the release of dozens of hostages held by Hamas, the return of displaced Palestinians in Gaza to what remains of their homes, and an influx of desperately needed humanitarian aid into the territory. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNNews.com on Capitol Hill, Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi is facing questioning at a confirmation hearing. Bondi expresses her objectives for the Department of Justice.
My overriding objective will be to return the Department of Justice to its core mission of keeping Americans safe and vigorously prosecuting criminals. And that includes getting back to basics, gangs, drugs, terrorists, cartels, our border, and our foreign adversaries.
And Senator Marco Rubio, who served on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is testifying before that committee, which is considering his nomination to be Secretary of State. As head of the State Department job, Rubio would oversee the U.S. Foreign Service, advise President Trump on diplomatic appointments, and conduct negotiations with foreign leaders on behalf of the administration. Stocks sharply higher, the Dow up 642 points, the NASDAQ adding 402. This is SRN News. Chaplains are on the ground in the L.A. fire zone.
They work for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and they are in the shelters where fire victims are living, ministering to them even as the crisis unfolds. Ministry spokesman Josh Holland says, quote, "The images coming out of California look like scenes out of a Hollywood movie, yet they show the real-life horror that the people of the Los Angeles area are experiencing today. Other Christian ministries also rushing help to the city." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism had reared its head in Australia again. Lawmen in Sydney say two synagogues defaced with anti-Semitic graffiti this month, hard on the heels of several similar incidents in Australia. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is condemning these latest attacks. The two Sydney synagogues were defaced with swastikas and various anti-Semitic slogans. The vandals also wrote Allahu Akbar, which means God is great in Arabic. This is SRN News. U.S. food inspectors cite unsanitary conditions at several Boar's Head deli meat plants.
Their investigation extended beyond a factory in Virginia that was shut down last year, singled out as a source of Listeria food poisoning that sickened more than 60 people and killed 10. Reports that date back 5 years on other sites document product residue on equipment and walls, dripping condensation, mold, insects, and other problems. The USDA says that they've put stronger measures in place to control Listeria. Boar's Head faces multiple lawsuits connected to the outbreak and has hired a former FDA official to advise the company. George Williams reporting.
NCAA President Charlie Baker urging Congress to pass legislation putting college sports on a better path. He wants to make it harder to sue the organization and to eliminate the possibility of players forming unions. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.